Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embraced Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu and supplicated for him and said, "Oh Allah, teach him wisdom and the correct interpretation of the Quran." Subhanallah, what an amazing supplication for an amazing individual. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was the cousin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the nephew of Sayyida Maymuna, the honorable mother of the believers, the honorable wife of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was one of the juniors amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was born 3 years prior to the Hijrah in the very valley wherein the Banu Hashim had been confined during the boycott. And after he was born, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu brought Abdullah, his son, to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who placed his saliva in his mouth and made dua for him. Abdullah bin Abbas lived with his parents in Makkah al-Mukarramah. After Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam traveled to Medina, his mother, Umm al-Fadl, was one of the first women to enter Islam. And Sayyidina Abdullah followed the religion of his mother. He, however, did not make hijrah to Medina and regarded himself amongst the excused due to him being a minor at the time. And he would say, "My mother and I were from the excused," you know, with reference to the verse of the noble Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made reference, "Illa al-ladhina." Except those who had a genuine excuse, except from the oppressed ones, the women and the men and the children who could not devise a plan, nor are they directed to a way. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu migrated to Medina with his father in the 8th year after Hijrah. They made Hijrah prior to the conquest of Mecca. They met Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at Juhfa, from where they returned to Mecca to the conquest. And this young Sahabi had the great fortune of spending approximately 30 months in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from the conquest of Mecca to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's demise. Umm al-Mu'min Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha was his paternal aunt. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas would sometimes sleep at her place. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was spending the night in her home, they would sleep in the same house and sometimes on the same pillow. And that is why he's able to narrate some of the aspects of the private life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which others were unaware of, such as tahajjud at night. And this also gave him the opportunity of benefiting spiritually and academically from the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and imbibing within him the noble traits and the outstanding qualities of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another speciality that he may justly be proud of and grateful for is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted his bay'ah, his pledge of allegiance. Generally, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would not take the bay'ah from young children, but accepted the bay'ah of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas and another three children, Hassan, Hussein, and Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu anhu. And despite his tender age, Abdullah radiallahu anhu, Allah had blessed him with the enthusiasm to seek knowledge and a high level of understanding and reverence. And he narrates that once he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam towards the end of the night and performed salah behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grabbed him by the hand and pulled him, placing him parallel to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam resumed his salah, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu moved back a little after completing the salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, "What is the matter? I placed you parallel to me, but you receded." And he said, "O Nabi of Allah, it is befitting for anyone to pray. You know, it's not befitting that they be parallel to you as you, the Messenger of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah has ordered you with awarded you with Nabuwa." Nabi Sallallahu was very impressed with his answer and made dua for him that his knowledge increases, and therefore he had outstanding intelligence. His intelligence and his knowledge were both outstanding, you know, just as his understanding was unmatched. And the blessings of the dua of Nabi Sallallahu was in his favor. Nabi Sallallahu may Allah grant him the understanding of Islam and teach him the interpretations of the noble Quran. And he grew up to become a renowned scholar of Islam. He truly was a master in the fields of knowledge, interpreting the Quran and expounding on it. He was proficient in the hadith, was an authority in fiqh. He was the envy of every gathering and dispenser of divine wisdom. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu spent the first part of his life under the care of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, observing his worship, the fear of Allah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam possessed, and he learned practical lessons in the worship of Allah and the service to to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and sincerity in serving Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he sat in the company of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab and learned taqwa and worship from him. So there's no surprise of him growing into an ardent lover and a passionate worship of Allah, fearful of Allah, staying away from doubtful matters, being careful if not transgressing the limits set by Allah. Abdullah ibn Abi Mulaika says that while traveling with Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, from Makkah to Medina, Abdullah ibn Abbas would stand in Salah half the night, and when they would dismount and recite the Quran in a slow, measured way, waratil Quran tartila, taking care to pronounce each and every letter correctly. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu lost his eyesight when he grew older, and despite his eyesight, you know, despite his eyesight being lost, he never complained. He bore this patiently and praised Allah for giving him light in the tongue, his tongue and his heart. And he would fast Mondays and Thursdays, saying that action was presented on those days. He loves that his action be presented while he is in a state of fasting. And he would cry a lot while worshipping Allah. Abu Raja says that his tears left a permanent mark on his cheeks. And among the seven categories of people to be accommodated under Almighty Allah's shade on the Day of Qiyamah, is a person who remembers Allah in solitude and tears flow from his eyes. And despite his involvement in learning and teaching and worshipping Allah, he strove hard in the path of Allah, thereby attaining grand rewards. He participated in the conquest of Mecca alongside the Visa Aslam, and later on in the Battle of Africa and Constantinople, and establishing the hadith documented in Sahih Bukhari that the first army to attack the city of Qaisar, Constantinople, is forgiven. And Sayyidina Zayd ibn Arqam, you know, explains that the Ahlul Bayt comprises of, in addition to the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, four progenies: the progeny of Ali, the progeny of Aqil, the progeny of Ja'far, and the progeny of Abbas radiallahu anhum. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas is from the progeny of Abbas, and he's thus from the Ahlul Bayt. He's also had the great fortune of benefiting from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and remaining in his company and making him from the galaxy of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had high regard for Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas due to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua for him. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reports that Umar radiallahu anhu would keep Ibn Abbas close to him, saying, "I definitely saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make dua for you, and he wiped his hands over your head and made dua. Allah favor him with the understanding of deen and teach him the interpretation." And this respect and honor was mutual. And as they say, you know, it takes two hands to clap. Just look at how he praises Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Miswar ibn Makhrama reports that Ibn Abbas said to Sayyidina Umar after he was stabbed, to pacify, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, never mind what has happened to you. You have accompanied Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and you kept good relations with him. You then parted with him while he was pleased with you. Thereafter, you were in the company of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, kept good relations with him. You parted with him while he was pleased with you. Then you were in the company of the Muslims. You kept good relations with them. And if you leave them, you leave them while they are pleased with you." And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu extolled the virtue the following manner, saying, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, rejoice with Jannah. You accepted Islam when people disbelieved. You fought alongside Rasulullah when people abandoned him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away while he was pleased with you. No two men disputed regarding your khilafah, and you are dying as a martyr." And at the same time, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas had high regard for Sayyidina Ali, who was one of the most distinguished individuals of the Ahlul Bayt. He supported him during the khilafah, and he participated in the battles of Jamal and Siffin along Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. And the Khawarij had misunderstandings that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, due to which they labeled him a disbeliever. And it was none other than Sayyidina Ibn Abbas who approached him and had a dialogue with him in which he addressed their misconceptions. And the result of this dialogue between Abdullah bin Abbas and the Khawarij was that 1/3, 2,000 of them retracted from their erroneous beliefs. So, you know, the stance of the Ahlul Sunnah is that we respect and love the household of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, as well as the companions, the Sahaba. They are not two different groups with regards to beliefs and actions. In our sight, that is exactly how Ibn Abbas viewed them. You know, Sayyidina Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu was about to mount his conveyance. Ibn Abbas held the stirrup of the animal to make it easy for him to mount. And Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu submitted with all sincerity that, "You may leave the stirrup, O cousin of Rasulullah." And upon this, Ibn Abbas commented and said, "This is how we show respect to our elders and our scholars." And Zayd ibn Abbas kissed the latter's hand and remarked, "And this is how we were instructed to treat the household of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So words are really insufficient to describe the lofty pedestal of this amazing Sahabi. And sufficient to say that he was the best commentator of the Quran, owing to the dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was amongst the six most prolific narrators of hadith and authority in Islamic jurisprudence in fiqh. His respectful and loving behavior towards the Sahaba and the Ahl Bayt leaves us with a profound message that the Sahaba and the Ahl Bayt are petals from the same flower and are deserving of the highest levels of reverence, admiration, and love. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu lost his sight when he grew old, and the physicians told him that they can restore his sight, but he will not be able to perform salah standing for 5 days. And he chose to remain blind, but was not prepared to forgo one sajda on the ground. You know, Allahu Akbar. The greatest commentator of the Quran and authority in fiqh has left us all with a profound lesson. Do not forsake salah. Do not forsake your effort for the year after and for Jannah, even if you suffer some worldly discomfort. May Allah fill our hearts with love and honor for the Ahl Bayt, the Sahaba, and grant us the ability to emulate their belief and their actions.